Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the posh Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, that's where you go to buy stuff that you take on the trails and you ride around and you throw dirt in the behind you and you get all filthy, and it's the type of thing where you're riding back from your adventure and there's mud caked all over the side of the thing. You got to take it over to the power wash place. Spray that fucker down. That's a good time, all right? Especially for you Hilljack audience members. If that's you, you have to have one of these. Say no to paying child support and get yourself something amazing. I cracked myself up there. From Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I will be there Saturday, November 2nd. They have an open house that starts at 10 a.m. on that day, and I will be there. Thanks to them for supporting the show. Their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. Hold the phone. This heater is too damn hot, and I'm roasting. Stand by. I've got a remote somewhere, but I can't find the damn thing. Welcome in. So glad you are here. I just got off the phone wrapping up my Q100 Michigan radio show with a guy who called me up. Well, interestingly, typically about 30, 40 minutes before the end of the show, I take all three dogs outside. So I put like the computer on automation to play the music. And I look, okay, I've got 12 minutes of music. I got to be back here. No big deal. So I listen on the Q100 app while I put the collars on the dog, take them downstairs, and then the phone rings. And so it quiets the app. So, excuse me, the phone's buzzed in. I'm like, ah, God damn it. So I send it to voicemail. It's an audience member wanting to request a song. And then I can hear the station again. I'm like monitoring it so that nothing bad happens. Molly says I'm late. I'm not. What are you talking about? I started right on time. You shush. I take a couple steps with the dogs. Phone rings again. Somebody really wants to talk to me. I want to keep monitoring the station. I send it to voicemail. And off I go. And then this happens several times. I'm like, God damn, what is going on? So then I'm walking up the steps. I'm getting ready to sit down here. I have a few minutes before I talk to wrap up another historic broadcast on Q100. I pick up the phone. Q100. He goes, is this Eric Zane? I go, yeah. He goes, oh my God, I found you. I'm like, what the fuck? He says, man, I just moved up here. And I live up here now. I used to live in Grand Rapids. So this is a guy who has had no idea that I've been doing this for nearly 6 years. Maybe he didn't even know that I did anything after Free Beer and Hot Wings when I went over to WBBL. He may not. I mean, not everybody knew that. But here I am talking to him, and this guy's blown away. And I'm like, easy, big fella, easy. And he's like, oh, my God, there was a time when he starts telling me, like, funny moments. One in particular that he actually referenced, I'm going to pull it up. He said, he mentioned something about Diana at work at the restaurant in New Jersey. And with the Mexicans at the place, and I made a joke that he laughed his ass off at, and he actually mentioned it in this phone call. He remembered the specific moment in time. This is 20 years ago. So I had a nice talk with this guy. I told him, yeah, you're talking about the candy incident. He goes, oh, yeah, that's it, the candy incident. Most of you are probably aware of the candy incident. I said to the guys there was something that had happened at Diana's work, and there was a problem. And this is how that sounded.
Because there was a fight at my wife's work. How's everything there? Everybody good and happy?
Oh, sure.
The baby good?
Baby's going nuts. The kids are getting up. The dog's barking.
Okay. All right.
So the baby that we're referring to is Madison, who's now 22. At this point, she was one.
So everything's normal then?
Of course.
All right. So you came home from work the other day, and you told me that Jorge and Vasquez got into a brawl. Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
Now, which one's the gay one?
Eric.
Did you not say? Uh-oh. Never mind. I made that part up.
Maybe Vasquez. I'm not sure.
Ay. Now, you had said. What did you do? You gave an order to the cook, and he made it wrong? Tell it the way you told me.
Well, yeah, I ordered my table's meal, and
yeah.
I typed in exactly how I wanted it cooked.
Yep.
And I explained it. I also explained it to him twice.
What was the meal?
Shrimp scampi.
Okay. And you told Jorge to make shrimp scampi.
Yes, but with over pasta instead of rice.
And what did he make for you?
The music. He gave me shrimp scampi in a bowl with two sides of fettuccine Alfredo.
What the hell?
That's not even close.
And you, of course, speak fluent Spanish, do you not?
Exactly.
So okay. How would you say to Jorge, I'm going to need the shrimp scampi over pasta, not rice. Say it.
Yo necesito shrimp scampi over con pasta, no arroz.
And he responded with sí, I assume.
Sí, yo entiendo, which means yes, I understand.
Okay. You got the crappy food, and how did you respond?
I said, ¿qué pasó? Which means, what happened?
Uh-huh.
And he said, this is what you told me to make. I said, no, that's not what I told you to make. I told you to make shrimp scampi with over fettuccine pasta. I said, not shrimp scampi with two sides of fettuccine.
Right.
And so he started screaming at me.
Did he call you crazy gringo?
No, he didn't call me a crazy gringo.
All right. So then, what happened?
Then the other guy.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you left a key part out. Didn't he swear at you?
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Be patient.
You want her to tell the story or not?
I want her to get to the good parts.
So okay. Then the other guy understood what I wanted, so he started making it.
Yeah. And that was Vasquez, the gay one.
And the other guy's still yelling at me, so I told him to forget about it.
Okay.
Forget about it. I said, he knows what I want. Forget about it. He'll make it. And so when I took my food out, he said, as I was walking out, he called me a bad name.
And what was the bad name?
I can't say it.
Well, the Mexican FCC are not in town.
No. You can't swear in Spanish.
No.
I didn't know that.
You can say any word you want in another language?
Well, who's going to know?
Plenty
of people
who
would
speak Spanish.
Jeez, you're an idiot.
You can't say it.
All right. Well, then he swore at you in Spanish, correct?
He swore at me in Spanish, yeah.
And Vasquez, the gay one, took offense on your behalf. Is that right?
Well, on his my behalf and his behalf, because Vasquez said, you know, that he was at fault too.
Yeah.
Jorge was at fault too because he said you understood what she wanted, and so he called us both a bad name, and the guy walked over and slugged him in the face.
He slugged him in the face?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh! Right there. So what happened? Did a bunch of candy fly out of him?
You are an idiot. And I can't believe you guys encouraged him.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, are you guys through?
No, just a minute.
That was unexpectedly stupid even from him.
Bunch of candy
fly out of him.
Everybody scurry on the ground trying to get like Mary Jane.
We get it. Don't make it worse.
Sorry. I'm kidding.
All right.
You've done a wonderful job because this is going to propel us into the topic about workplace violence.
Years later, we pissed somebody off. Go figure. And they took that clip and posted it. And that's what I'm playing this off of. What the fuck is it? Well, I can't get to it now. Anyway. That is the world-famous candy incident. My God. That's what that dude remembered. So then he's like, I'm like, well, I got to go, buddy. I got to wrap up the show. David says, back when the show was funny. Of course, it was much different then. Now it's, I don't know what that is now. More on that in just a second. Today on this here radio program that I featured, Q100. Matt Kuiper's got a hold of me. I was talking about playing songs about the rise, rags to riches story of somebody becoming a rock star. And then you got to play Shooting Star by Bad Company. Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song, Love Me Do, I think it was. And from there, it didn't take him long. Well, Matt Kuiper's, Kevin's retarded brother, reaches out and he goes, that's not the quintessential Rise to Stardom song. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Play that, dick. So I did. The Wizard by Black Sabbath was aired. Some shitty band called Florence Black, Sun and Moon. Garbage. I played that. Elton John's Madman Across the Water, amazing song. There was a super moon at 7:26 this morning. The Earth was as close as it's going to be for a while to the moon. So we had a super full moon at 7:26 a.m. So some guy named E.L.'s called me at 7:23 and said, play Under a Raging Moon by Roger Daltrey. I'm like, that's so awesome. We played a slow song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And Jeff, the guy who remembered the candy incident, wanted me to play The Last in Line by Dio, which is the song that I sang. I don't know if you remember that, when I sang that song by Dio. I think it was... I would go, look out! Speaking of our pals on the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, today is a Big Fraud Thursday. Ben Glaze and your old pal EZ will kick it off at 6 p.m. Eastern Time with Who Are These Free Beers? The way I do this is I'll listen to shows and I'll just write notes down of things that I think would be interesting for us to cover on the show. And it turns out that every single clip that I pulled from the past 4 or 5 days, every single one of them, the subject is free beer. Something free beer has done. And then I look back on it because in particular, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, that's what I clipped from. He was having a rough week. He has had a rough week. He even got fussy. And I'm going to play you that right now as kind of like a preview for Who Are These Free Beers? Corey says free beer lost the plot long ago. I don't know what that means. You lost the plot. Concerning this clip right here. Yesterday, the very first segment of the show, Free Beer gets pissed off. Excuse me. And it was all in his tone of voice. He got impatient and grumpy with our pal Hot Wings. He started off the show kind of like, you know how you do that thing where you say, all right, coming up, the bottom of the hour, we're going to do a phone pull. Give us your guilty pleasure, which sounds as run-of-the-mill as anything. Oh, hang on. I got a Q100 caller calling me. Q100.
Hello, is Jerry available or no?
Oh, hey, is this the guy that called me earlier?
Yeah, you're still not in, eh?
Well, this is a studio, so that's so weird that this, it keeps going to this, so I don't know if I gave you bad info or not, but...
I dialed the number 231-237-4267.
Okay, yeah, I was 989. God, now I can't remember unless I'm saying it like I do on the air. I am so sorry about this. Is there, on the website, if you go to contact, you know, there's a spot that says contact. There should be a spot where you can email somebody.
Yeah, I don't want to email. I don't believe in that. I believe in talking. It just makes so much more sense. You always get conversation like, oh, I never got that email, or, oh, email me. No, I'd like to talk to him in person or on the phone if possible.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I know for a fact that on Friday, he will be in the studio at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. on Friday?
2 or 3, and then he's out. Yeah.
Can you give him my number? Him and I have spoken. If there's any way you could contact him, we talked prior. We met at an event once at Union Street, and then we talked prior here about when they were doing the Battle of the Bands. And I've got some information that I want to talk to him about.
I would, but he's kind of a dickbag when it comes to that. So, you know, you're better off just assaulting him with that phone call, because he's not going to call you back. There's no way.
I bet you $100 he does.
Well, I know, but
tell him it's time squad.
He's not going to remember. I'm telling you, he was probably hammered when he talked to you.
No, if you tell him my name, I guarantee you he'll call me back.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to give you my phone number.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
231?
Yeah.
Don Swan.
All right, Don.
Thank you, brother. What's your first name?
Eric.
All right, Eric.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, brother. I won't bother you again on the air.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
All right, brother.
Okay, peace.
Peace.
See it. Okay, so now what you got there? That is a great example of what it's like to communicate north of the hard living line. All right, that's what Adam says. He says, hard living citizen there. Maureen says, he won't call you back because I'm not telling him you called. I guess it was very loud. Sorry about that, if it blew your ears out. Kenny says, that is a MAGA voter there. Corey says these loud talkers don't believe in email. That's what I'm talking about. North of the hard living line, these people take a hard and fast, strong stance on things like email. No, man, I do it the old-fashioned way. Fuck that. So this guy's stuck in 1982. Sorry about that. That guy's called me like 3 times today. Stop yelling. It's a phone. You don't have to scream. Nick in Houston says, that takes me back to working the request lines, working nights in Seattle. Chris says, that guy still buys stamps. All right, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Free beer is starting off the show yesterday. Coming up in a little while, we're going to do your what's your biggest guilty pleasure? And they're going with, he says, oh, we'll start it off with a guy who likes to, and the scenario was somebody that he read about is the IT director of some type of business. And he intentionally, I guess, messes with their email or something like that to get the people to come to him and say, hey, there's a problem with my email. And then while that's happening, he corrects the problem only to say, hey, there's no problem, just to make the person who was complaining look like a dumbass in this weirdo type of guilty pleasure. So Greg describes that. And Hot Wing says, oh, my God, well, that's a twisted way of doing it or something like that. Hot Wings reacts to that story. And listen to how, hang on, I got to sneeze.
Excuse me.
Listen to how Freebeer reacts to Hot Wings' reaction. He gets very fussy.
Oh,
that's dirty. Oh,
that's a guilty pleasure for them, but they enjoy watching people go, meh.
That's awful trolling. That's a terrible guilty pleasure. That's the pleasure of a miserable person.
Well, I didn't say they were good for everybody. Just yikes. That was an example. Yeah, not bad. I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts.
Okay, I might be wrong here, but that sounded to me like it was a little awkward. Like he was, like Hot Wings was saying, that's an awful person. And then Freebeer was like in this defensive response to that. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Did that seem weird to you?
Oh,
that's dirty. Oh,
that's a guilty pleasure for them, but they enjoy watching people go, meh.
That's awful trolling. That's a terrible guilty pleasure. That's the pleasure of a miserable person.
Well, I didn't say they were good for everybody.
Just yikes. That was an example.
Yeah, not bad. I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts.
He goes, yeah, not bad. Not bad. What's not bad? It's just everything's always so weird. Very strange. That tone of his, Jesus Christ.
Well, I didn't say they were good for everybody.
Just yikes. That was an example.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Fuck. And then there are several more clips of the Burn King. I thought we got some bummer jokes that we have to get into. Some references that just don't work. He murders a word. I've got 2 new supercuts to play for you. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks. What I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. So it wasn't until I got done with all my clips that I went, every single one of my clips has to do with free beer. And what I noticed is when, because last week, you know, free beer wasn't there for the shows that we reviewed. And the show was way different, as you would expect. But we didn't have hardly any clips of free beer. Because other people were, I mean, they had to talk. They had to fill the time. So they were unique in their own way. But free beer, what I'm really getting a fine point on in discovering is he is such a fuck up in this industry. I mean, he's bad at this shit. He doesn't think before he speaks. He's a miserable broadcaster. He's horrible at this. My God. Corey says he takes offense to everything, even if it's not directed at him. Yes. Jeremy says that was the most passive-aggressive tone that I've heard in a while.
Well, I didn't say they were good for everybody. Just yikes. That was an example. Yeah, not bad.
So awkward. See, it's at that moment that you just want to go, what's going on? Corey says, Hot Wings was not arguing with you, dumbass free beer. It's not an argument. Chris D, one of the many Chris's on this show, says, I have work, so I can't be there live. But can the regular crew show up so we can get the whole show? I like the trivia and bomedy and final words. I think more of us having we were limited in the number of people that we had on the Ben and Eric show last week. I think that might have something to do with the Tigers being on. But I'm sure we will have a well-populated show. Kenny says, I just hate hearing their voices still. I love it. I have Freebeer makes my ass laugh. Because they're wait till you hear the supercuts that I have of Freebeer today. He is a absolute goldmine. As bad as he is, as miserable as a broadcaster that he is, he's fucking legendary for content, especially on Who Are These Freebeers. I mean, seriously. And this is episode number 30, our 30th episode of Who Are These Freebeers. If you have not yet checked out the show on Patreon,
I want you to do it for free, even if you're like a person who hates my guts and loves them, because I can promise you, you will have second thoughts about your favorite show after you listen to even just a handful of episodes of Who Are These Freebeers. Just trust me on this. You have been brainwashed into thinking that that is an enjoyable program. It's not. It stinks. And Ben and I do an amazing job of illustrating that with now what will be 30 episodes of Who Are These Freebeers. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up. You do need a credit card, but you can cancel it right after, and I will still give you the 7 days. I mean, that's literally all I want you to do. Sign up, credit card. It will not charge you if you do the free trial. As soon as you're done, cancel it. It'll show up on my end as Joe Blow subscribe, Joe Blow canceled. That's when I know somebody's taking advantage of the 7 days free. And then go there and enjoy yourself. When the 7 days happens, when it's done, you're not charged and we go our separate ways. But more often than not, people are like, well, this is fun. I like this content. I'm going to go back and sign up. You go back again. I still have your credit card on file. I can't see it. Only you can. You just enable it, and then it's going to charge you $5 per month or $10 a month. $5 a month is the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. So when you go $10 a month, you will get the live version as it broadcasts of Who Are These Freebeers in what will be tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. You can check that out, and we will have a great time reviewing that show. All right. Thank you to the folks who are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. As always, I appreciate you checking things out. The full free podcast is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That is twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Go there, give yourself a little username, and enjoy yourself. Make yourself part of the community of the Eric Zane Show podcast. While I'm at it, if you want to just listen to the podcast, you can head over to whatever podcasting platform that you listen on and check out my show. I am on all of them. Just search Eric Zane Show podcast and you can check out the show as you drive around or whatever. Twitch, by the way, also has all this stuff on demand. So you can watch old episodes of the free show. And there you go. Okay, so that's going to do it for you folks on Facebook and YouTube. The show rolls on Twitch. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Jeez. Got a brand new sponsor that I want to talk about right now. Audience member Tim is the power broker behind this fantastic startup company called Forge 3D. Forge 3D prints stuff with 3D printers. Now, they have so much upside. They can do so much there. Why Forge 3D? Officially, this is Forge 3D LLC. They are a cutting edge, at the cutting edge of additive manufacturing. That's a fancy way of saying 3D printing. The reasons why? Let's say you've got something that is irreplaceable, a part busted on something. Name it. A part busted on something and you need it replaced. And you're like, how do I do this? I don't even know where to begin. Forge 3D can help. Reach out to Forge 3D and they can determine how exactly a plan of attack can get your part printed out with their state-of-the-art technology. You can get it customized. It's extremely easy to customize any item, tailored to a customer's specific wants or needs. You can reach out to them at 616-667-7937. That's 616-667-7937. They also make all sorts of like promotional material or something like that. I shot a video of these amazing keychains that a company had made. So whatever it is, if you want your company part of it on the merchandise, they can make the merchandise for you. And by the way, 97% of the materials that they use at Forge 3D to make your parts comes from renewable energy sources. So they're like, or I should say sustainable. They have recycled plastic to make the parts happen in the first place. Just like those promotional keychains for an auto detailing company, helping them stand out from the competition. Another great client of Forge 3D, 200 replacement handles for a catering company, eliminating the need for purchasing new serving dishes. Pool ladder replacement parts, eliminating the need to buy a new ladder. Customized spiked rims for an automated smart lawnmower, stopping two pissed off customers from returning brand new mowers because of the inability to climb steep hills or through long grass. There's a list of other things that Forge 3D does as well. You can find them in the show notes. I will have a link to them. You can also find them on Facebook. If you just search Forge 3D, F-O-R-G-E 3D on Facebook, you will find their spot on Facebook, and you can check out much more of what they do. They designed and printed two small replacement parts to fix someone's small animal carrier. A lot of things that you can find in schools, a lot of times for schools that have like maybe like a classroom for autistic kids or cognitively impaired or emotionally impaired kids, a lot of times the kids get satisfaction when they have those fidget toys. Forge 3D makes those customizable in your school's colors. They can make anything any color. The sky is the limit with Forge 3D, seriously. They do everything. 616-667-7937. I'm very proud of them and their efforts to get the business underway and going, and I'm just here to tell you about them. If you have a question, reach out, and they can probably help you. 616-667-7937 for Forge 3D. Chris says, if I need a new AR-15 lower, Forge 3D printing. I'm sure. Jeremy says, I might reach out and see if they can make me some turn signals for my motorcycle. Absolutely. Showbro Michael is excited because 5 hours until his salmon and early steelhead fish celebration begins. You're going to be fishing. Like, are you the guy that wears the waders and stands there and casts out and shit? That often looks incredible to me when I see people doing that, especially in like rushing water. In Grand Rapids, when you drive right through downtown, there's a spot where you look off the interstate and that part of the river, there's like a big fucking stump that's hung up and all these bros are in their waders fishing their asses off. Looks fantastic. Good luck to you. Please don't get hurt. I'm going to actually let the folks. Oh, okay, I already let them go. Good. I forgot about that. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. My God. Excuse me. One of my latest sponsors. I've been on a little bit of a winning streak lately, picking up some new business, and Kuiper Tree Care, along with Forge 3D, are part of that. Thank you. So the new guard is joining the old guard. Kuiper Tree Care tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text to get an estimate, 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Thank you so much to them. They do a great job. Hang on. Excuse me. All right. Sorry, I'm getting text messages. Tim Stevens from Forge 3D writes, "That was awesome! Thank you! No, thank you! You paid for it, buddy! You're a good man. Call Tim. He's awesome. I love startup businesses. That's kind of like my bread and butter here on the podcast. Local startups. Not all of them. But this show is very favorable. It's favorable for a startup to market on the Eric Zane Show podcast. All right. Let's see. I got to talk about Joe Martinez today. Frank Fuss, Mario, and Statewise. All right. So there we go. We got free beer and hot. The Who Are These Free Beers show is going to be excellent. I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about this. This is a clip that I got sent to me by Chris D., one of the many Chris's. You know, I'm a massive Lions fan. And I remember I was watching this TV, this football game on the TV, I should say, when the Lions won their first game with Dan Campbell. So this is, let's see. Last year they were 12-5. The year before they were 9-8. This was the year, his first year, when they started out 0 wins, 10 losses. And one tie. This is a clip worth watching because this is the first win that he got as head coach of the Detroit Lions. The thing that stands out to me is how young he looks. It's only like 3.5 years. Like maybe three of those guys are still on the team.
To say that I'm proud of you would be a major understatement, gentlemen. That's the way to just fight one more time. And it pays dividends. You know what we did? We found a way to win today when we had to do it. We found a way.
I don't even care if they win. If they lose the rest of their games, I don't even care. I just love those guys so much. My God. Where's Joe Martinez to say they suck or something like that? Piano Finger Banger says, "God damn, get that audio under control." Was that really loud? Oh no. I'm sorry about that. I swear, I thought it was fine. I'm still struggling with that. Yes, rest in peace to our ears. Nick says it's fine for me. I don't know. I'm getting mixed mixed opinions on that. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Maureen says, Eric, do you want to share my pup date about Jahmyr Gibbs? Nope. I sure don't. No, I do, I guess. I don't know. It's just Jahmyr Gibbs got a puppy. And it was nice. It's a nice story. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. You know. I appreciate you sending it, but no, it's boring as shit. Who cares that Jahmyr Gibbs got a dog? I mean, if you want my honest opinion, that's nice that he got a dog. But I don't want to go, hey, guys, guess what? Jahmyr Gibbs got a dog. She writes, okay, no worries. Chris writes, breaking. You see, you run a risk. You run a risk if you reach out to me and you have a story that you think is great or fantastic, and you run a risk if you then say, hey, do you want to talk about it? Like after the fact, because I might not. And I don't want to be the one to say, no, I take it back. I do want to be the one to say, yeah, I'm not interested at all. It's the guy got a dog. So what? Matt wrote, was the dog rescued from Rick? Look, I also wanted to point this out. I got this from Tim Stevens from Forge 3D. News release, public statement from Forge 3D. Forge 3D does not now, nor has it ever endorsed, condoned, or supported the unwarranted beating of animals, children, or women. Thanks. Signed, management, Forge 3D. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.